It's over for now. The state legislature adjourned its regular session early yesterday morning with its usual flurry of last-minute activity, but their break will likely be a short one. Governor Brewer is expected to call a special session next month to deal with child welfare. Stepping back out on the ledge with us is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Hi, Howie.
Well, I'll be glad to jump as soon as somebody tells me.
So how chaotic was the end of this year's session compared to past ones?
Well, in some ways, it wasn't terribly bad. I mean, the budget had been already taken out of the way. Most of the controversial issues had, except for two. One of them had to do with this whole question of rideshare, Uber, Lyft.
And Lyft, right.
And these were very contentious because there were a lot of folks say, why should we stand in the way of new technology? And the opponents saying, and why should they get a break from the rules that govern taxis? And that took a lot of attention and a lot of heat. And as we know now, the governor vetoed the measure. The other controversial issue, which is still on our desk, is one about the ongoing fight between optometrists and ophthalmologists about what medications optometrists, who are not medical doctors, get to administer. And that took probably into the wee hours of the morning. And that was one, in fact, the last bill the House voted on.
So what was the mood like toward the end of the session? Last year, it seemed like there were a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of people sort of just ready to be done with each other. Was it like that this year?
No, because you didn't quite have the same sort of schism in the Republican Party. Last year, as you point out, we had a situation where a handful of Republicans had united with the Democrats and the governor to not only push through Medicaid, but push through a budget that was much more to the Democrats' liking. This year, there were some issues that you had some of the, I'll use the term loosely, moderate Republicans siding with the Democrats on. Some of the issues over things like expanded voucher programs and help for charter schools. But it wasn't quite as divisive.
Was there an issue this year that was like Medicaid's debate last year that just so clearly defined the session?
Well, mainly the budget, you know, the whole question of how much can we afford to spend. You know, the fact remains that we adopted a quote-unquote balanced budget. And I'm using the term, again, very loosely, because, yes, the amount of money that we've got is equal to the amount of money that we're planning to spend. But that has to do with the fact that there was a $600 million cash carry-forward. That was money left over from the one-cent sales tax that expired May 30th. That money is going to disappear. It's not going to be there. And by FY17, depending on whose numbers you believe, we will either be $200 million in the black, according to the governor, or perhaps $500 million in the hole, according to legislative budget analysts. And there are a lot of folks who are worried about, you know, how do we get there? Should we have done something else? Now, from the Republicans' perspective, the something else is cutting the size of government. From the Democrats' perspective is, why do we continue to give away tax breaks? Because they have not produced the number of jobs that have been promised.
So you referenced one of the bills that the governor still has to act on, the optometrist, ophthalmologist bill. Are there others that are of note that are still sitting on her desk?
Well, what's fascinating at this time of year is we get bills that come back, including vetoes, on bills that none of us had thought were controversial. I mean, for example, one of the bills she vetoed earlier this week dealt with creating a state agency to look at the efficiency of state agencies, if you will. And the governor said, why are we doing that? We don't need legislation. There are a couple of more gun bills out there. I think they're mainly minor issues. But it's hard to know what's controversial, at least in the mind of the governor. There's a lot of stuff out there, and I have a feeling that we're going to be seeing a lot of headlines between now and May 6th, which is her deadline for signing or vetoing anything that's left.
Howie Fisher is Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always.
You're very welcome.